We've been talking this man about Inyanei Shabbos, Hilchos Shabbos specifically, Bishul B'Shabbos. But till now we've spoken about Bishul D'Oraisa. So I want to shift our attention now to Inyanim of Bishul D'Rabbanan. There are some very important Gzeiros D'Rabbanan that Chazal instituted relating to Bishul. Min HaTorah, a person is not muzer on Shvisas Kelim. It's actually a machlokas beshavei beisilel at the end of the first parak in Shabbos. But we pass them like beisilel that a person is not responsible for shvisas kelim. That means that if my kelim do melacha on Shabbos, as long as I set up the system from before Shabbos, that's mutter. If I do melacha through the kelim actively on Shabbos, that's a problem. But if the kelim are doing something, that's not a problem. So technically speaking, min haTorah, if I put food, if I put uncooked meat or uncooked food into a pot from before Shabbos, I put it on the fire, it's perfectly mutter, even though it's cooking on Shabbos, because the kelim are cooking the kelim, the eish, that's cooking the food on Shabbos. But I'm not doing the cooking, so that's really no problem. But the Chachamim made a gzera. The Chachamim said that it's also to be mashe, shehiyah. It's the first gzera d'rabbanan related to Bishul. Shehiyah, that means leaving a pot on the fire. The Chachamim made a gzera, it's also to be masha tavshel on a kira, on a fire, on an open flame, because we're afraid, shemi yachata b'gecholim. We're afraid that you'll come to be machata b'gecholim and you'll do havara. So it's a gzera atu havara. There is no bishul over here. There is no bishul over here. Right? We're afraid that you'll be machata b'gecholim. I mean, the emes is, we're afraid that it'll come to bishul, it'll come to havara. That might be considered bishul too, right? If you're going to be mechata begacholim, if you'll be mavir, you'll make the fire bigger, then that's called bishul too. You're mekarev the bishul. You'll come to melachas daraisa, havara, kiboy, bishul. So therefore Chazal said that you're not allowed to leave the keder on top of the fire. Even if you're not doing anything on Shabbos per se, we're afraid it'll come to you doing something. You'll be mechata begacholim, you'll violate the isser havara. Havara, kiboy, etc. The Gemara in Shabbos points out there's a machlokas tanoim. It's actually a mishnah, the beginning of Kira, the first mishnah in the third parak of Shabbos. Machlokas tanoim. Is there any time, right? Is there any situation where maybe it's mutter to leave the kedera on the fire? Right, let's say you want hot food on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to put the kedera on the fire from before Shabbos if the food is not cooked. So let's say the food is somewhat cooked. Is there any time that it would be mutter to put the food on top of the fire? We're not afraid of Shem Yechad HaBegachom. So this is a big machlokas tanoim. Everyone says at some point in time it's mutter. The question is how cooked does the food have to be in order for it to be mutter? Chananya, who's one of the tanoim, he suggests that once the food is nispashal kamachal ben jerusoi, once it's a third or a half cooked, then we're not afraid that you'll be machata b'gachol. We discuss machal ben jerusoi. Right? That's the bandit. Ben jerusoi was the one who was always on the run, so he didn't cook his food completely, so he said that you can violate the malacha, the rice of bishul, if you cook something even until machal ben jerusoi. Right? That's also called bishul. So Chananya employs the same concept in this context as well, that once it's cooked kamachal ben jerusoi, before you even put it on the fire, we're not afraid you'll be mechata b'gacholim, because you know, if you were in a shas al chak, in an extenuating circumstance, you would eat that food. So that's also, it's already mevushal. Once it's mevushal, then we're not afraid that you'll be mechata b'gacholim. You'll be mekarev the bishul to come make it happen fast. It's a big cooler, right? According to Chananya, once it's mevushal kamachal ben jerusoi, it's a third cook. It's a shaila how we evaluate the third cooked. Is it a third in time, or a third in terms of the cooking itself, in the chefts of the maichel? But that's the sheet of Chananya. The Chachamim argue, the Chachamim say that the gzeira of Shehi applies until it's mevushal kol tzarko. Until it's mevushal kol tzarko, and there's a further discussion, and what's going to happen then. We know there's even something that's completely cooked, but when it's on the fire, it simmers, you know, the taste gets richer. Right? So that's called mitstamik v'yofalo. Mitstamik means it gets shriveled up. You know, the more you cook something, you said viralo. Viralo, not v'yofalo. Right? Things get shriveled up the more you take a potato cooler. Let's talk about things we can later. Right? Take a potato, the more you cook it, it gets shriveled up, it gets browner, it gets it gets juicy, right? With stomach the yafala, right? It's getting shriveled up, and that's good for it, right? And then at a certain point, with stomach the rala. And you, if you leave that potato kugel in the fire, even in the oven for, you know, a few hours, then it starts to get hard, and yeah, that's already different. So, some hold that according to the Chachamim, Shehi is still awesome. To put a kedera on the fire, it's also, even if it's Mevushal Kol Tzarko, until Mitztamek V'Ralo. Because only if it's Mevushal Kol Tzarko and it's Mitztamek V'Ralo, it's so completely cooked that if you leave it on the fire, it's going to get ruined. It's not going to be as good as before. Then we're not afraid that you're going to be Mechata. Now, why would you put a kedera on the fire if it's Mitztamek V'Ralo? The answer is you want to have hot food. So you're willing to make it get Mitztamek V'Ralo to be a little bit harder, a little bit crustier. But the reality is it's going to be warm. Right? You like to have it warm. You made a potato kugel. You want to serve a potato kugel Friday night, let's say. But you want it to be warm. So, okay, it's Mitztamek V'Ralo, but it'll still be warm. Okay, so come to Chachamim and say that if it's Mevushal Kol Tzarko and Mitztamek V'Ralo, so then Shehiya is going to be permissible. That's the Shita of the Chacham. And according to the Chananya, as long as it's Mevushal Kamacha Ben Drusai, Shehiya is going to be permissible. How do we paskin? So the Machaber in Siman Reish Nun Gimel quotes 2 days. It's really, it's a Machlokas Rishon. The Rambam paskins l'chumra like the Chachamim. If you would ask me, I'd say we should paskin like the Chachamim. Yachiv v'rabim halacha k'rabim. So the Rambam in the Rif, the Chachmei Svara paskin l'chumra like the Chachamim, that has to be Mevushal Kol Tzarko and Mitztamek V'Ralo to be Matir Shehiyah, to leave the pot on the fire from before Shabbos. Rashi and Taisus paskin like Chananya. They paskin l'kula, that as long as it's Mevushal Kamacha Ben Drusai, that's enough. The Machaber quotes both Deis, and the Rama says the minig is to be Mekel. When it gets to be Mekel, that as long as it's Mevushal Kamacha Ben Drusai, that's enough. As long as it's Mevushal Kamacha Ben Drusai, a third cook, that's already permissible to leave it on the fire, directly on the fire. No blech, whatever, we'll wait with the blech. Right? Nothing separating the fire from the pot. The pot directly on the fire, as long as it's Mevushal Kamacha Ben Drusai, it's okay. Let's say it's not Mevushal Kamacha Ben Drusai. Let's say it's not Mevushal Kamacha Ben Drusai. Or let's say, according to Chachamim, it's Mitztamek V'Yafalo. And you still want to put it on top of the fire. Is there any way to be Mater putting it on top of the fire? I mean, in most circumstances, when we put things on top of the fire, it's not going to be Mevushal called Tzarko Mitztamek V'Ralo. It's Mevushal, but it's not completely Mevushal. So is there any way to be Mater? So that's the Mishnah at the beginning of Perikir. Right, the other Chalik of the Mishnah, it mentions the Mishnah, the Gemara there, they mention the Machlokas Chananya and the Chachamim, but the other Chalik of the Mishnah is, when is it Mutter to do Shehiyah even notwithstanding the fact that the item is completely cooked? That's what the Mishnah says, that if it's Goruf or Kotum, Goruf or Kotum, then it's permissible to do Shehiyah even if the item is not Mevushal Kol Tzarko, or not Mevushal Kamacha Ben Drusai. Like Goruf or Kotum. What does Goruf or Kotum mean? Goruf literally means that you shoveled out the coals. Take away the coals. So you take away the coals, of course, there's no problem of Shehiyah. If the whole Gezer, Shehiyah is Shami Echata B'Gecholim, so if you don't have any Gecholim, then there's no Shami Echata, there's no concern. Now, we don't really have Goruf B'Zman Hazeh, because the only way we could do Goruf is what? If we turn the oven off, if you turn the stove off. So that's going to defeat the purpose. So Goruf we don't have Bizman Hazeh, but there's an idea of Kotum. What is Kotum? Kotum means to cover the coals. To cover the coals with what? They used to cover the coals with ash. They cover the coals with ash. Put ash on top of the coals. So the Mishnah says that if it's Kotum, you have Ketima, you cover the coals, then we're not afraid that you'll be Mechata. Why not? Why are you not afraid that you'll be Mechata? So it's a Machlokes Rishonim. Some say that the reason why we're not afraid you'll be Mechata if you cover the coals is because the covering of the coals demonstrates that you're Mesiach Das from this ash. You're Mesiach Das. You're not going to have anything to do with this fire. You're not going to have anything to do with this fire. Yeah, you want the fire to warm up the food, but you're Mesiach Das from the ash. You're not dealing with the Chitu B'Gecholim anymore. That's it. Hesach Das, that's what it is. The Rambam has such a lush. But others claim it's not a Hesach Das issue. It's not a Hesed Chadash showing that I'm Nesiyah Das from the Eish. But rather it's just a heker ba'al, it's just a reminder for you to remember not to be Mechata Begechal. A reminder. It's not a real Hesed Chadash that you're really nostalgic from this Eish. But rather, it's a heker ba'alma. What's the difference? Heker ba'alma, heskala. What's the difference? Nachmina could be our blechs. What's a blech? A blech is a Yiddish word. It just means a piece of metal that you put on top of the fire. Now, the piece of metal doesn't really lower the temperature. It conducts the heat. So if you really can cook on a piece of metal. If you put it right above the fire, it's going to be exactly the same heat as without the fire. I mean, I haven't tried it. I didn't take a thermometer there. But they say that the blech does not really reduce the temperature. But it is a heker. There's no question about it, that it's a reminder not to be mechata begechal. So if you hold that the way ketima works is that it's a hesach hadas from the eish, so everyone can say that the hesach hadas is generated because a person is saying, I'm willing to lower the temperature of the fire. I want a little bit of heat, but I'm not going to be mechata. Mechata means that I'm afraid it's not going to become cooked properly. I want it to be hotter. But if I'm already lowering the temperature, then I'm not going to make it hotter because I don't need such a heat. So l'chora, our blechs are not going to work then because our blechs are not going to lower the temperature. But if you hold that the whole idea of ketima is just to have a heker ba'alma, just a reminder, not to be mechata begacholim, so then our blechs should work just like the ketima be'efer. Just like if you cover the coals with ash, that's sufficient to serve as a heker that you shouldn't be mechata begacholim. So then our blech should also work as well. So many poskim, Moshe Feinstein and other poskim, claim that oblechs do work. Oblechs do work, but Moshe was clearly assuming that it's enough that you have a meister heker ba'alma. The Chazon Ish was well known to say that the blechs don't work. He didn't like the blechs. I think in Eretz Yisrael the blech never took off because people follow the Chazon Ish much more. They're machmer for this Chazon Ish, even if they're not machmer for other Chazon Ishes. I guess the minhag developed in many places in Eretz Yisrael not to use a blech. They have a plata. Okay, there are other things that you can use, but not to use a blech. Why? Because the Chazon Ish said a blech is not ketima. It's not lowering the temperature at all. It's not lowering the temperature. So then that's not called ketima. Ketima means that you may see achdas from the fire because you're lowering the temperature of the fire. But if you're not lowering the temperature of the fire, then what kind of a hesach hadas is that from the fire? So it shouldn't work. It shouldn't work. Yes.
What about like a hot plate?
We're going to get to a hot plate. Excellent question. Excellent question. Okay, so those who follow the Chazon Ish would not use a blech. They'll have to use other things, right? A different apparatus to try to be matashim, which we'll get to in Mitzvah Shem. Yeshua.
Don't they have a heker just by placing the blech, but also don't place it right on top of the fire?
What do you mean we don't place it on top of the fire?
The flames on the back left.
You could, but if it's Yad Soled Espo, then technically speaking, that's like placing it on top of the fire. There are differences between on the fire, mamish, and off the fire. I'm not sure if we spoke about, some of the Talmidim were asking me after one of the other Shirim about stirring. Right? Stirring, Magis, Hagosa, the Gemara says, can be Bishul. Right? It's Makari Bishul. It makes the Bishul happen sooner. So if your Magis, a pot, if you stir a pot with food that's not mevushal completely, you can violate an issur d'oraisa bishul. And based on that, there's a further chumrah that some of the Rishonim say that you should never ladle out of a pot anything, right? Never take out of the pot if it's on the fire, because we're afraid that maybe something in the pot is not going to be completely cooked, and if it's mamash on top of the fire, that's like a hagosa, you might come to a bishul daraisa, which is mamash achumra gabi chumra. Rishonim have this. Right? The Kolbo, I think, has that. That taking out, ladling out with a spoon, with a ladle, with something, can be like a hagosa. That's chumra number one, because it's not really a hagosa. I'm not stirring, I'm just taking out. And if it's on the fire, right? So a kli rishon on the fire, that's somehow more chumra. Right? So if it's on the fire, then you shouldn't take out anything from the pot. So that's where the minhag developed, that if you want to take out from the pot, you should pull it off the fire. If you want to ladle out soup, don't do it from when it's on the fire. Pull the soup off the fire, and then you can ladle. And could even be, if it's not directly on the fire, it's only, right, yeah. Could be that as long as it's still on the blech, then it wouldn't be a problem to put it back on the fire. We have to get to that. Chazara is a lot here, right? Now we're talking about leaving something on the fire. But how about if I took it off the fire? Can I put it back on Shabbos? Whoa. Putting it back on Shabbos, assuming it's Mavushal Kol Tzarko. So I'm not going to violate Bishul. So what did I put it back on? That's a different Shabbos. But we'll get to that. But this idea that you shouldn't ladle out of a pot, that's only if it's directly on the fire. So it's true that something that's directly on the fire, not directly on the fire, there are chilukah, but for this halacha of Shehiyah, I'm not sure that there should be a chiluk, because as long as it's Yad Soledes Bo, there still should be a problem of Shehiyah, if it's not completely mevushal, right? Depending on the machlokas Chananya and the Chachamim. Right? So according to the Chazon Ish, if the blech doesn't solve the Shehiyah problem, so then just because it's not directly on the fire, but if it's Yad Soledes Bo, in the makom that you put that... that pot, there still should be a problem of Shehiyah. Yeah?
For the opinion that it's just serving as a hecker, yeah. Wouldn't it be more important to just like cover the knobs of the stove?
I'm going to get to that. But according to the Chazon Ish, it doesn't even serve as a hecker. It's not going to work. It's not that it doesn't serve as a hecker. It doesn't work as Ketima, because Ketima is not just a hecker, but you have to be Mesiach Das from the Yesh. And the Chazon Ish assumes that if it doesn't lower the temperature, that's not a Hesach Hadas, that's not going
to
work. Yes?
A related question, how much of a hecker does it need to be? Like, can I have a... something see-through, let's say, where I can see the fire?
If it's an object, you see that there's something separating from the fire. Right? I don't know if you can have something colorless that separates from the fire without... I think so. I think it would still work. As long as it could be colorless, you could see the fire. But the reality is that it's a kisui on top of the fire. So maybe that should work. Yes?
But on top of the black, it's not messy.
Mechzikim Avasha. Whoa, that's a different concept. I'm not in Mechzikim. That's a Chazara issue. I hear Mechzikim Avasha, that's Chazara. That's not Shehiyah.
Oh, that
no. Mechzikim Avasha is only a problem if I'm doing a Maisa on Shabbos. That looks like Bishul. But I didn't do anything on Shabbos.
No,
I put it on before Shabbos.
The black, I was thinking because the black, like the Chazara issue is saying it's the same temperature, but if it's on top of the black, you don't put
that
on black.
So maybe, yeah, but that doesn't matter because the problem of Shehiyah is Shemi Yachata B'Gachol. We're afraid that you'll do havar. It's the different gzeira. Mechzik mevashal is a concept which we'll get to, but it relates to chazara because you're doing a ma'isa on Shabbos. If the ma'isa hanochas kedera was from before Shabbos, we never use mechzik mevashal. We'll only talk about shema yichad v'gafal. So the question is, what do you have to cover? That's what Sam mentioned. The others. Rav Moshe says that you have to cover the fire. That's why I keep on saying cover the fire. It's Rav Moshe's point. This is in a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Siman Tzadik Gimel. Why should you have to cover the fire? That's not where the chitui is. Bizman hazeh, we don't have the chitui in the fire. It used to be that the coals were being generated by the fire, but now the chitui is where? In the knobs. Rav Moshe says the reason why you have to cover the fire is because kach tiknu chacham. That the idea of Shem Yechate is that we're afraid that you'll raise the fire. So the chachamim will go so that you have to cover the fire. That's the hecker. That's the makom of the hecker. They quote that Rav Aaron Kotler felt that you should cover the knobs. That you should cover the knobs, and I think Rav Aaron felt that you only have to cover the knobs, that you don't have to cover the esh. So that's the shaila. Do you have to cover the fire? Should you also cover the knobs? Do you only have to cover the knobs? So that's the marker of all the different blechs. You go to a houseware, you know, a Jewish houseware store. You'll see the flat blechs. You'll see the bent over blechs. What's this bent over flat? Because that's the answer. The question is, are you covering only the fire? Are you even covering the knobs? And bizman hazeh, you can have a flat blech and still be covering knobs, because sometimes you have the knobs on top of the stove. But just be careful. Just from a practical standpoint, be careful that if you cover the knobs and they're on top, that the blech is not actually touching those knobs, because they might burn the knobs. Like if there's plastic in the knobs, you got to be careful. It's better that it shouldn't touch the knobs. So, you know, it might pay to get a stove with the knobs on the outside, because if you get a stove, I know it's safer to have the knobs on top, because little children don't move their hands on top of the stove. So I think that's why they make the knobs on top. But from a practical standpoint, if you put a blech on top, you might burn the knobs, and that could be a problem. But this idea that you have to cover the knobs, if the question is, what exactly do you have to cover? Are we covering the makom ha'esh because kachtik from chachamim, or are we covering in the place where the chitui is going to happen? And clearly, bizman hazeh, the chitui is going to be in the knobs. Chitui is going to be in the knobs. Yes.
What about like for a crock pot? Would be the same thing.
You're going to get to a crock pot. You're going to get this. Start slow.
The second thing is, I don't know how it would work, but within the realm of shvizas kalim, what if something is set on a timer to go on Shabbos? So let's say I have an electric stove, or whatever it is, or the crock pot, or anything electric, really. So I have a timer that I put the food into the crock pot, prepare Shabbos, and then I'll feed it.
So that's not a Shehiyah problem, because if it's going on Shabbos, what you're basically saying is, someone is doing malacha for me. Right? Let's say a goy puts a kedera on the fire for me on Shabbos. So someone's doing malacha for me. The guy is doing it. The tarm is doing it. Someone's doing it for me. So the question is that a problem? So I'm not doing malacha, so what could be the problem? Well, it could be a chazara problem. We'll get to it again.
Isn't it completely different than a guy?
Again, if the maisa that's done is from before Shabbos, we only talk about Shehiyah. If there is a maisa being done on Shabbos, so even if I'm not doing that maisa, there could be a problem here. There could be a chazara problem. I call that chazara, even though I'm not putting it back on the fire, but someone is putting it back on the fire, or someone is putting it on the fire.
Okay.
So that relates more to the chazara realm than to the shehiyah realm. So we'll get to it, but it's a good question. Yes?
Once again, why does the Moshe think that only covering the fire is enough to prevent...
He says, kach teknu chachamim, since that's where the chita b'gecholim was found at the time of the Gemara, then that's what you have to cover. You need a heker b'makom ha'esh, but the heker b'makom ha'esh is also sufficient. It's necessary, but also sufficient, because that's what the Tachanas Chachanu was all about. Yes?
How covered does it need to be? If you're standing on the side, you can still see the fire and the pot.
I think a heker. I think as long as it's covering, as long as it's separating between the kedera and the fire, it's probably sufficient, even if you can see it. Sometimes you have like single burner blechs, where you just cover that burner and no other burners. If there's a single burner left, you probably can see underneath, you can see the chava. I think it's still called a heker. I think that's okay. Okay, someone mentioned the idea of a hot plate. So let's conclude with that discussion. Rav Moshe Paskins, in a tshuva that he wrote to Rabbi Eider, he thought that a hot plate, a non-adjustable hot plate, is like garif a katan. He says you don't need any aluminum foil on top of a hot plate. Just the hot plate itself, if it's non-adjustable, he said that's okay. Why? He says there are two reasons. He says, first of all, it's not normal to cook on top of a hot plate. It's not normal to cook on top of it. Just for warming, right? It's not normal to cook on top of it. So he says, there's no concern that you'll be mechatav gacholim to make it cook sooner. There's no concern that you're going to cook because it's not a mokum that you cook for. You cook on top of. The chita b'gacholim is that we're afraid that you'll be mechatav gacholim in order to get it to cook more quickly. But if you're not going to cook it, it's just to keep something warm, then you're not going to be mechata because it'll get warm. It'll get warm in 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever. There's no chashash that you'll be mechata because it's not normal to cook on. He assumes that only a fire that's normal to cook on, there's a chashash of chitu b'gecholim. What's more, he says that there's no chashash of chitu if it's non-adjustable because you can't be mechata. You can either turn it on or turn it off. And you turned it on before Shabbos. So what's the option to turn it off? That's not chitu b'gachol. Chitu means that we're afraid that you'll raise the flame. But you can't raise the flame. If it's non-adjustable, so then you can't raise the flame. So if it would have been normal to cook on this item, so even if it's non-adjustable, maybe you should never put a kedera on top of an open flame. If the hot plate is a normal apparatus to cook on top of, maybe the gzeir of Shehiyah would have been said even if you can't be mechata b'gacholim, because kachtik l'chacham, that you can't put on the open flame. So after Moshe, it's not a normal apparatus to cook on top of. But what's more, there's no chashash of chitu either, because you can't raise the flame. It's not adjustable. So that's why he felt that Shehiyah on top of a non-adjustable hot plate should be permissible. That's what he wanted to suggest. Not all poskim agree. But Moshe, though, was willing to be mekel, so I think there's room to be made. That's in terms of Shehiyah. I haven't talked about anything in terms of putting back on a non-adjustable hot plate. That's Chazara. We'll have to talk about that. Let's say taking a kugel out from the refrigerator on Shabbos itself, putting it on a non-adjustable hot plate. Is that permissible? That's a whole different set of issues. Because that's a Chazara question. But just in terms of Shehiyah, if it's non-adjustable, perhaps there might be room to be made because there is no chashash of chitu b'gachol. Yes?
If it's adjustable, would Moshe agree that if you cover up the dial, it says if it's
adjustable? Moshe would say that if it's adjustable, you have to put something on top of the surface, on top of the heating surface. So then there's a further discussion in the poskim. Is aluminum foil considered enough of a hefsik? A blech is a piece of metal. Is aluminum foil enough? It's not a davar chashuv. Some poskim say that that's not enough for a blech, but others are mekel even for that. They say that worst comes to worst, if it's adjustable, as long as you put a piece of aluminum foil to separate between the kedera and the heating surface of the of the hot plate, then that should be sufficient. I'm sorry?
Why would it go on top of the blech and not on the dial? So
with Moshe hold that you have to cover the fire.
Even when it's so clear that the the source of fire is the dial and not the
source of the chita, it's no different than a stove. The source of the chita in a stove is also the dial. With Moshe holds that you have to cover the fire, so you have to cover the fire. Then in the adjustable hot plate, you also have to cover the fire. The adjustable hot plate, you know, is much more complicated, because if it's adjustable, then clearly you're doing different things with this hot plate. Maybe it is normal to cook on that hot plate, so it's no different than a stove, so you have to treat it in exactly the same way as a stove. Yes?
If for Moshe's whole raya, for the fact that a non-adjustable hot plate works, and the fact that there's no, you know, adjusting thing, then how come on a stove you wouldn't say that it's like the same? I don't know.
A stove is adjustable.
Exactly, so how come you wouldn't say you have to cover the dial? This whole ride, you don't have to cover the non-adjustable one because there's nothing to adjust, so therefore it's not going to be like cooking. So.
But Moshe wouldn't say that you have to cover the dial in the hot plate. He would say even if it's adjustable, you have to cover the fire, not the knobs. He's not concerned about the dover hamachate. He's concerned about the esh. Once it's possible to be machate, so then he holds it, you have to cover the fire. Right? But if it's non-adjustable, since we're not concerned about chitui, there's no need to cover the fire.
If he's saying that the concern is about adjusting it, then how come you would say that you don't have to?
Because it's the concern is that you'll be mechata if there's no heker b'makom ha'esh. But if b'makom ha'esh there is a heker, then we're not concerned that you'll adjust it, because you see that there's a heker to remind you not to adjust the fire. Yes?
What if you turn the stove on the highest already, so it can't go any higher than that?
I guess that's like a non-adjustable hot plate, right? If you put your stove on broil, yeah, but if you put the stove on broil, you'll probably burn your food. I've never heard of anyone doing it. But technically speaking, you're right. If you put the stove on broil, what's the difference between that and a non-adjustable hot plate?
What if it's better, what if turning it down will actually help the food? And then
so that's kibui, so you'll be helping the food. Uh-huh. Right, so then, yeah, I hear you. But for some reason, right, we're not afraid that you're going to turn it off. We're not afraid you're going to turn something off. But to lower the flame, maybe we should be afraid. Just like we're afraid that you'll raise the flame, maybe you'll lower the flame for the benefit of the food. But just if it's on-off, there are no multiple levels, it's non-adjustable, so we're only concerned that you'll raise the flame or lower the flame, but not that you're going to turn it off. That's not part of the gzera. So that's why if it's a non-adjustable hot plate, it's not a problem. But it could be the stove. I hear what you're suggesting, Simon. In the case of the stove, maybe we should still be concerned, even if it's on the highest temperature, which it's not really normal to do, but even if it's on the highest temperature from the beginning of Shabbos, you might be afraid that you'll lower the flame in order to help the food, and that'll be a violation of kibbutz.